Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Go back just a little bit. So during the hike itself, I kind of had a premonition of, wow, this would have been a great experience, you know, as a transitional program for veterans that are coming back from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Because at the time, that was a really big issue for the military. You know, we were coming back and forth from these combat deployments over and over again, and then, you know, getting out, and there really wasn't a transition program in place other than a, you know, 20-minute PowerPoint. So to have that time and space on the trail, for me personally, was just really, it was really moving. It was really transformational. So the idea was in the back of my head, and then I get back off the trail, started grad school, and then the Appalachian Trail Conservancy reached out and said, hey, we were looking to start a veterans outreach program on the Appalachian Trail. We really liked how, you know, you and Mark conducted your hike. We were wondering if you would be willing to help us create this program. And I said, absolutely. So from there, you know, the design came of, you know, we'll make a thru-hiking program specifically for veterans to use the trail as a means to transition from their wartime experiences. And that's kind of how it all began.
That's amazing. So you said it was like 12 hours after you had gotten back that you got on the trail and got started with this fundraiser. Is that right?
That's correct.
Jeez. I had to jump right into it. Well, that's really impressive. How many times have you hiked the Appalachian Trail yourself?
It was just that one time.
Oh, okay.
So I did it in 2012 and then created the program for the 2013 Warrior Hikers. And then this year we've expanded it out to the two other long-distance trails as well.
Is it still a fundraiser, or has it developed into even more than that now?
So we transitioned it from a fundraiser to a transition program for veterans. And we're still a nonprofit. We still do fundraising, obviously, to fund the program. But the hike itself is not a fundraiser. It's a form of therapy for veterans. And so, you know, the way it's designed is, you know, first and foremost, you know, as you know, you know, hiking for 8 hours a day for 6 months really gives your brain, you know, the time and space it needs to, you know, come to terms with a lot of the stuff, especially veterans have seen on the battlefield.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the, you know, the linchpin of the whole program. But in addition to that, getting veterans together to do it as a group starts a small network, a support network of veterans that, you know, they all understand, you know, the same challenges that veterans are going through. So to do the hike as a small group really helps that facilitate that process. And then the third thing, which was, you know, kind of the surprising thing for me, was by doing the fundraising in all the trail towns, I realized that just connecting with all of the local communities along the way was really therapeutic as well.
Right.
You know, when you come back from war, you have a tendency to isolate yourself and disassociate and disconnect from society. And so the process of meeting all these great folks in the trail towns really helped to re-socialize you back into society. And so that was kind of the third thing, that the way the program is designed, it really helps with that transition process.
Can you talk a little bit more about, I was reading on your site and it talked a bit about how in, you know, back when, you know, men and warriors would walk back from the war, and that would give them some time to, you know, kind of transition back in. But in modern day, you're just zipping back to your home life. And this kind of helps to take the place of that a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and that was funny. That was also, you know, a thing of happenstance. Is before the age of modern transportation, you know, an army would have to march back home from fighting a campaign. And it was the actual act of marching home with your fellow warriors that it facilitated that process of, you know, coming to terms with all those wartime experiences and, you know, clearing your head and putting yourself in a good place, you know, to start the next chapter of your life. And then once we took that aspect out, you know, now someone in the military can find themselves home from the battlefield within 72 hours.
Yeah.
All three of my combat deployments, I was home within 72 hours. So to make that transition so abrupt really has a, can start to have an effect on the, you know, the mental well-being of, you know, of these military personnel. So the war egg is essentially replicating that act of walking home that used to exist before, you know, the age of airplanes, essentially.
So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/get show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.